Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We talk about Private Vista a lot because I do commercials for you guys. But before I did commercials for you guys, I used to put you on all of the time. I think it was about 100 times you appeared on this radio station as a financial expert. And I'm calling you today not to do a commercial, but to tell me, why is the Dow almost 300 points up today?
John, I think the main reason is tax reform. John McCain said he'd support the tax cut that Republicans are advancing in the Senate. They're going to vote on tonight, and it looks like they got the votes. And that tax reform is probably the number one reason, because financial stocks are leading the rally, and banks are going to see a large positive impact from corporate tax cuts because they pay, on a relative basis, pretty high tax rates.
But the market's been up some. Go ahead, finish that.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, the other thing today that happened, too, is OPEC and some non-OPEC allies, the biggest one being Russia, agreed to extend some production cuts through 2018. So energy shares are doing pretty well, too. And retail's doing pretty well, too, on increased consumer spending and consumer income reports.
Well, isn't that what's been driving the market? What do you think has been the single biggest factor for the market, just the market? Has it been the Trump administration and the promise of tax cuts, or has it just been that companies are actually in a pretty good position right now?
Well, it's both. I mean, for one thing, right now, there's a coordinated global recovery. It's just not the U.S. You know, Asia's doing well. Europe's doing well. And the prospects of tax cuts have certainly, you know, made people a bit euphoric because, you know, there's a lot of segments of the economy that companies are just going to be more profitable because they're paying less taxes.
But I thought that the market had already factored that in. I thought that the market was up in part in anticipation of tax cuts.
And I agree with you. I think it was up, but now it looks like as it's going to really probably or potentially happen, or it's becoming more probable that it's going to happen, more and more people are jumping in on this rally. And once again, John, corporate earnings have been pretty solid, you know, and things are all moving in the right direction. Inflation's low. Unemployment is low. Right now, we're kind of hitting on all cylinders.
You know, it's weird is that, I mean, just because it's good for the markets doesn't mean it's good for every man, woman, and child in America, the president's tax plan. A rising Dow is good for everybody. Rising NASDAQ is good for everybody. But the president's tax plan, even though it may pass, might not be good for everybody. And my logic problem with this is, you know, what do I care about the tax plan except that I want it to be good for me and I want it to be good for America? Or, you know, give and take on each of those. Maybe it's not going to be perfect for America or perfect for me, but I want it to be as good as it can be. My problem is that I don't like or trust the president. And so if it's his plan, I have a predisposition to not like the president's plan. But maybe that's a stupid way to go about it. Maybe the president you don't like has a plan that will be good for America. And it looks like the Wall Street is telling me that this is going to be good for at least businesses in America, and that has to be good for me on some level. I'm not a big believer in trickle down, but I should at least be willing to champion something that's good for businesses in America. So I'm struggling with this, Bob. The economists are telling me that there's a lot of misinformation in the president's delivery and that it's not going to be good for the average American, but Wall Street is saying something else.
Well, John, I mean, there's two different and distinct plans going on there. And one, you know, one's corporate tax cuts and one's individual tax cuts. And so you almost have to talk about them separately, the pros and cons of them. On the corporate side, I mean, right now, the corporate tax rates for, you know, U.S. domestic corporations are like the highest in the industrialized
world. Yeah, but how many people pay that? How many people pay that, Bob? I hear that all the time. But really, are companies left and right really paying that much in taxes?
Well, John, there's a lot of headliners like General Electric doesn't and everything, but companies, you know, smaller companies, most smaller companies, yes, they do. But, you know, what gets the headlines are the companies who have got, you know, the barrage of lawyers, tax lawyers and stuff that can find the loopholes to get through it. But that's not really what's going on. There's thousands and thousands of companies that actually do pay, you know, high tax rates. And so when the, you know, politicians complain that, oh, my gosh, so-and-so, you know, company wants to leave the U.S. and domicile in Ireland or somewhere overseas, it's really Congress's own fault. I mean, you're forcing them as fiduciaries of their company's CEOs to move overseas because, you know, the rates are, it's just more profitable for their investors to be domiciled over there than over here. So I think Congress is actually doing something right now to make U.S. domestic corporations more competitive in the global marketplace.
So if you had to say, why is the market moving up today? It's probably anticipation of this tax bill. It looks more probable now than it did yesterday. It's been up over 300. It's up just under 300 now. And how about them apples? All right, Bob Westry.
It's up 335 right now, actually.
Oh, no kidding. We're having a little sprint to the finish here, huh?
We are. And just in terms of some people don't really understand, this is an absolute number. That's 1.4%. So just to put it in terms maybe, you know, folks who don't really understand the magnitude of the numbers of the Dow, 1.4%.
Okay, Bob, over at Private Vista, you want to talk to these people about your personal stuff? Visit myprivatevista.com, myprivatevista.com. That's Bob Westrick, one of the partners over there. Nice to talk to you, Bob.
Thanks, John. Good talking to you, too.